You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Oh, I tell you what, yesterday it rained yesterday, and that's who loves the rain? The earth loves the rain. Plants love the rain. Gardens love the rain. Gentlemen, please introduce yourself from Kalmana Gardens. Hi, and the Harvest Festival.
Hi, I'm Andy. I'm from Kalmana Gardens.
And I'm Tom from Orphan's Kitchen.
All right. Hi, Tom. Hi, Andy. Thanks for coming in this morning. There's lots going on because it's that time of the year, isn't it? Everything's blooming and fruiting and sprouting, and delicious times are ahead for Aucklanders. Tell us about the Kalmana Gardens Harvest Festival.
Yeah, for sure. So this weekend on Sunday from 10 till 3 is our annual Harvest Festival. So basically it's our big celebration, chance for us to invite the whole community to come into the gardens and enjoy the farm.
For people don't know where they are and what you're talking about, what are you talking about and where are they?
So we're in Ponsonby, it's at 12 Whakunui.
A garden in Ponsonby?
Yeah.
Bullshit, there's only bloody cactuses and then fancy houses.
Now we've got 4.5 acres with veggies, fruit trees, cattle.
That's cool, isn't it?
A little pony, some chickens.
A little pony.
Yeah.
Have you got cattle on there as well?
Yeah, we do. We've got three cattle, yeah.
Oh, see, that's a farm. So and how long has it been going for?
Since 1981.
It's cool, isn't it? It's cool. It's one of those gardens where you walk in there and you go, you feel it, you know. I was in there doing a weird TV show last time I was there, but I mean, there's a lot of things growing, you know.
Yeah. So it's a celebration of our harvest at the end of the summer, and it's also our main fundraiser for the year. So the gardens is a charitable trust, so we're there to teach people about how to grow their own food and how to live more sustainably.
Who'd want to learn any of those things?
Yeah,
everybody needs to, eh?
Yeah.
And when you say teach people about it, in what way? Like, how does it work sort of throughout the year? Like, obviously, have things like this weekend, but yeah.
Yeah, so people can come and volunteer, and through volunteering, learn some skills. We also do lots of work with kids, so we work with a few of the local schools to get children down there and start them connecting with food and understanding that it doesn't come from the supermarket.
And do they love it?
They do, generally, yeah.
Fantastic, yeah.
Most of the kids love getting their hands dirty, playing around on the worm farm, learning about how compost works, that sort of stuff, yeah.
they really do love that worm thing, eh?
Yeah.
And you sell the food, obviously, sell the produce and stuff?
Yeah, so we sell the food during the week, Wednesday to Friday, and also at Greyland Farmers Market. And we also sell quite a lot to restaurants like Orphan's Kitchen and a couple others too, yeah.
Hey, so tell us about what the restaurants have, what their part in this weekend's festival is all about.
Yeah, I guess ourselves, Orphan's Kitchen, Cazador, Culprit and Paris Butter, we're all sort of teamed up, and we've gone to our suppliers, so other organic farms and producers like Bostock Chicken, and we've asked for a whole lot of food, and we're just going to pretty much cook a massive barbecue and a few other dishes, so you can come on down and all the money goes straight back into the garden, and we're just going to be there cooking and having fun on the day.
And what makes all those restaurants, what's the common thread? Sort of like,
we're just all mates.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
but there's also a focus on where the food comes from and where it's
absolutely.
What you're selling to people to put in their mouths. Eh?
Exactly. We've got similar philosophies. So it should be, it'll be delicious cooking over wood fire. So we're going to light a big bonfire at 5 a.m. and or maybe Andy might be doing that, not me.
Yeah.
We've got.
Do you get the opportunity to parlay your wares from a wood fired?
Yeah, we have a situation. We have a wood fire.
Cool.
In our restaurant. Yeah. So every night we're cooking over Pūtūkawa.
Which is
delicious.
Stop it. and also you've got Bread and Butter Bakery and Cafe, Little Bird Organics and the Yarn Bakery, Miller's Coffee, Serious Food Company, Karma Cola, Organic Mechanic, and a whole bunch of other people there as well. And Stone Soup are presenting the Food Matters program.
Yeah,
what's that all about?
That's a new thing this year. So Stone Soup's a really awesome free food culture magazine. Comes out a couple of times a year. And they're presenting.
We've had them on the show before.
Yeah, they're great guys, and they're running a whole program of talks, panel discussions, stuff like that on food, growing food, how we can create a more sustainable food system, basically.
Yeah. And I mean, their approach is that food doesn't necessarily have to be high-end restaurants, MasterChef carry on. It's a food, something that we should all know about and we should all be invested in.
And able
to access as well. Is that right?
Yeah, totally. So that fits totally with our philosophy. So it's great to partner up with those guys.
Musicians playing there as well. Where are they going to play?
Yeah, so we've set up a little stage. Our volunteer Sue the Builder, give her a big shout out, has built a little stage for us, and we've got a gazebo over the top of it. And then
the paddock.
Yeah, cool. So they're down in one of the paddocks this year, so we've created a bit of a bigger area for the music. So we've got Albie from Albie and the Wolves, Sam Loveridge, Fables, and Emma Barton all coming down to play some tunes. So.
But I want to take my kids. Are there things for kids to do there?
There's heaps of things for kids to do, yeah. So we've got a whole field, paddock where Jaffa the Pony normally lives. He's getting moved out for the weekend. And there's going to be a whole range of garden-themed stuff, crafty stuff.
Mean
obstacle course we put together yesterday.
In the press release you said, including the return of our obstacle course races.
Yeah.
So that must have been like a thing. What's the thing?
We introduced that last year, and the kids loved it. So this year it's back. It's back.
Excellent.
And it's better, I
Excellent.
Reckon. Yeah.
And if you don't want to win the obstacle course race, racing against kids, then you can bring your pumpkin, bring your marrow, and bring your homegrown bouquet.
Yeah, so that's a new thing for this year too. So we're trying to celebrate all the growers out there all across Auckland, even people just doing it in their backyards, which is awesome. Encourage them to bring down their biggest produce, and we're going to have a little weigh-in.
I mean, what are we talking here? Biggest marrow, what are we talking?
Bigger than
a dog?
The biggest one we've seen so far is about 5 kilos.
Bigger than a dog?
Yeah, probably bigger than most
bigger
dogs.
Bigger than a human trial.
the pumpkin we harvested yesterday and weighed was too heavy for our scales, so more than 10 kilos. So, yeah, if anyone's got a big set of scales out there, then we need bigger ones, because otherwise we're not going to be able to judge.
Do you know, here's a fun fact for BFM listeners that enjoy old people's music. Faith No More's former guitarist, Jim Martin, is an award-winning giant pumpkin grower.
Award-winning?
Yeah.
Some of them
are like, you could rent some of them out, hey?
Yeah. In the States, you see pictures of people with
pumpkins.
Seriously,
they're affordable housing size.
As tall as a human.
Yeah, as tall as, like, what's the deal? How's that happen? What do you just feed it?
I'm not sure. And it just grows.
Come on. If anyone knows.
I don't know if they'll be organically grown, though, I must say.
Yeah, but I mean,
they might be cheating.
But I mean, the seed would be, what, so big?
Yeah.
Something. Imagine strange, if you ask me.
It's pretty incredible. But
you think they're on steroids or something?
Could be, yeah.
Could be. Let's get back to what's going on at the Harvest Festival this weekend on...
Sunday.
Between...
10 and 3.
Gardening workshops as well, that's important.
Yeah. So we're all about giving people some practical skills as well.
Once they've got those practical skills and they want to go home and do a little pottery, can they do that? Pot a few seedlings, can they get some?
So we've got all our own organically raised seedlings for sale too, as well as some of our produce. So yeah, a whole load of winter veggies. We've also got seeds for sale, so you can buy your seeds as well if you want to raise them up yourself.
Oh, but it just sounds too hard to do that. Can't I just buy them?
It's easy. We'll teach you how.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. But what about if I want to go the next level and make my own honey and get a beehive?
Yeah, so we're doing a little beekeeping workshop with our beekeeper.
Boom!
We've got hives on site and also our honey.
I reckon there should be
Kalmana honey for sale.
Should be an Auckland City compulsory hive thing. If you've got a property that's a certain size, you have to have a compulsory hive.
Yeah, well, there's actually a lot of urban hives now. The issue is that you need more flowers out there.
Really?
Because lots of people, there's been a real uptake in people putting beehives in.
Yep.
But you need the infrastructure, you know.
So how many flowers per home?
I think it's a
heaps.
It's
heaps.
Either a million or a billion, and they're quite different numbers, but they're both quite a lot.
One of those
is the stat that I've heard.
So lots
of
them. Yeah.
Either way, a lot of flowers.
You guys got a hive at the restaurant?
We do. Yeah, we've got a couple on the roof.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's excellent answer. That's an excellent answer. Well done.
Yeah.
Boom.
Do you have the flowers?
We send them to Kalmana.
You send the bees to Kalmana.
They make a beeline to Kalmana.
But I mean, you'd appreciate if somebody planted a few big bushels
Absolutely.
Around your place,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
We had this last place I was at, we had this strange tree, and that, man, the bumblebees were just into it. They sort of loitered, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, they don't actually have hives, do they? They kind of, bumblebees just hang out.
They just go where they want to go.
Where do they go at night time?
They just find their friends and hang out.
They'll sit around on that.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
What, like go out like clubbing and stuff? What do you mean, like bumblebee? What do you mean?
No,
they don't have hives,
do
they?
Like an artichoke, flower head, or like, you know, they kind of
just nuzzle in there.
Yeah.
I did not know that. That's a great fun fact.
For their blankets.
Oh, shut up. Petals for their blankets.
Mm. That's a nice picture, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Gardening's so cool.
That's pretty
gardens
cool.
Gardens are so cool. Come on, yeah. Gardens. Harvest Festival is on from 10 till 3 on Sunday. And runs through those restaurants that are going to be there again. What are you guys bothering to be involved? You said before, but really, you could just sort of go down, flash it around, and don't have to, you know.
Yeah, so this is our...
It's important, eh? It's important that there's places like this.
This is our fifth year we've done the food with Kalmana. First year we put down a hangi, and each year since we've tried to, you know, contribute as much as possible. And this year is the first year where we've got a few other restaurants on board with ourselves. And I just really like the relationship with having a community garden in Ponsonby, where the restaurant is.
Mm,
we buy food.
Where exactly is the restaurant for people that don't know?
It's 118 Ponsonby Road, Orphan's Kitchen. It's on Ponsonby Road.
And the sort of stuff you guys sell there is just
stuff. Yeah, exactly. We have a big emphasis on organic vegetables, and we try and support as many organic growers as possible. So having a farm in Ponsonby is just like a dream for a chef and for people who like, you know, good quality produce.
And it adds real life to an area, doesn't it?
Yeah. And just that sense of community as well, like being able to, you know, pop down to the garden and pick some herbs or some salad and have a yarn with Andy and Adrian and, you know, all the other
even
people.
Even during winter.
Especially during winter.
Which brings us to the last thing on the press release. Planting your winter garden, which people will be starting to think about now. You're going to do a little workshop on that too.
Yeah. Our tutor Judy is going to be running a little workshop on planting your winter garden. So
awesome.
Getting you set up, good things to plant. And all
kale.
Kale's a big one, is it?
Kale's a good one,
yeah. Bulk up on the kale.
Yeah. Get your brassicas
in general, eh?
Yeah, they're good.
They've had a good couple of seasons, haven't they, brassicas?
Oh, yeah, they do
people,
really
people,
well.
People are really sort of taking them on board.
Yeah, I think they're back, yeah.
The brass is back. Hey, thanks, guys, for coming in. The festival's this weekend, and all the very best to you, and three cheers for your garden. It's awesome. And three cheers for your restaurants.
Yeah, wicked. Cheers, guys.
Nice.
Thanks for having us.
I mean, I thank Conscious Restaurants for so important. Cheers. Thank you very much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.